Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Carol Emmons, who is the General Manager, People and Culture and Workplace Health and Safety at Kent Worldwide for Asia Pacific. Carol, can you believe it? For 20 years here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please do start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, you know, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Carol, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Hi, Paul. Thank you very much. As you said, my name's Carol, and I'm General Manager of People, Culture, Workplace Health and Safety here at Kent Worldwide. Kent, obviously, is, as you know, Paul, is a family-owned US business and is built around specialty ingredients and consumer brands. Our ambition is to create joyful memories every day for everybody around the world. And the company's core values has been the cornerstone of that success. Their values are honesty, quality, safety, timeliness, and work for the win-win, and curiosity. And the reason why I talk about these out loud, Paul, is because, you know, these relate so much to the question that you are asking today. And that question is, you know, what are my recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? Well, look, I've got 10 recommendations that I live by, and I'll quickly just briefly touch on all of those if that's all right.
Love it.
The first one for me is around building culture and clarity. It's about defining purpose and values so people know what they're working towards. When people understand why the organization exists and what it's trying to achieve, they make better decisions, they prioritize effectively, and they stay focused on the bigger picture, right? So purpose becomes the anchor that guides their behavior, the strategy, and the culture of the business. For me, it's also about setting clear expectations. It's about setting those expectations for roles and responsibilities so people understand what the outcomes are. People don't know what's expected of them. They will guess, and everybody guesses differently. Clear expectations remove ambiguity, prevents overlap, miscommunication, and rework. You know, it also drives accountability. And you can't hold people to account for what they don't understand. As a HR practitioner, I see this all too often in the workplace. People just need to know what they are working towards so that they can go and achieve it. Communication openly is also equally important. Ambiguity drains energy faster than almost anything else. And open communication isn't just a nice to have. It's one of the most powerful cultural and performance drivers inside any organization. And when leaders and teams communicate openly, everything from trust to execution improves. Number two for me is around prioritizing psychological safety. And this has become a really important topic in industries today. It's the foundational driver of performance, innovation, retention. When people feel safe to speak up, they'll take risks and they'll be honest without the fear of embarrassment and punishment. And the entire organization benefits, right? So for me, it's about giving people the space to open and speak freely. I think it really unlocks high performance, it drives innovation, and it drives problem solving. So if there's one recommendation I can give, it's to encourage people to speak up without fear. It's about normalized learning from mistakes rather than hiding them. And it's about rewarding curiosity for constructive conversation. And as you saw in the values that I talked about at the beginning, curiosity is one of our core values of the business. Third one is around investing in continuous learning. So providing access to training, mentorship, and stretch opportunities, celebrating, you know, skill building as much as performance outcomes. From my perspective, organizations learn faster, outperform those that don't. And there are a number of companies that I could name that I have seen that have been left behind because they haven't focused on this and they think that they are a market leader and soon realize that others are taking the charge. So for me, Continuous learning is really important for an organization. The next one for me is around fostering strong relationships, building trust through consistency and follow through if you're a leader, promoting collaboration and over competition. People do their best work when they feel connected to others. The saying goes, trust deepens over time. And that isn't that's and that's so true. Trust isn't built on a single meeting, it's built through repeated experiences. You know, from my experience, people who trust each other communicate more openly, they share information faster and more honestly, and they collaborate without defensiveness or hidden agendas. And again, as a HR practitioner, this is a fundamental breakdown sometimes between leaders and employees when they haven't fostered that between each other. The next one for me, Paul, is around empowering autonomy. So giving people control over how they achieve their goals. So it's not just about what they achieve, it's how they achieve. It's about reducing unnecessary approvals and bottlenecks and trusting people with meaningful decisions. As the saying goes, and one thing that I hold dear to me is autonomy fuels motivation and creativity. And then the sixth one for me is around focusing on strengths and not just on the gaps. So identify what individuals and teams naturally do well. It's really easy to pick on where the opportunities are. Sometimes we forget to reward on the strengths and what's going well. Align work with strengths whenever possible. Use weaknesses as areas for support, not identity. Strengths-based environments for me unlock higher engagement and performance. The next one for me is number seven. So make well-being non-negotiable. So this for me is around encouraging sustainable workloads, keep team members busy, but don't overload them. Have model healthy boundaries and leadership at leadership levels and support mental and emotional and physical well-being. Burnout is not a badge of honor, it's a performance killer. Number eight for me is using data thoughtfully, and data, if you look at in today's society, is used to make a whole heap of decisions in business. Measure what matters, not everything, and keep it specific. So really ask the business what it is they want the data for and really use that meaningfully. You know, combine qualitative data with human insight. Storytelling is valuable. It's not just the data, it's more around the context. Number nine is around celebrating progress, so not just perfection. Sometimes 80% is all you need. Recognize the small wins and build momentum. Share stories of growth and resilience and make appreciation a daily habit, not just an annual event. People thrive when they feel seen and they feel heard. And then finally, Paul, number 10 is around leading with integrity and humanity. So this is about being transparent. It's about making decisions. It's about the trade-offs. It's also about, you know, admitting mistakes quickly and model accountability. Lead by example. It's about treating people with respect, even in difficult moments. For me, I think, Paul, that, you know, of the 10 that I've just talked about, for me, it's around leadership sets the tone for the entire system. And they're kind of some of the key insights that I wanted to share today in relation to my thoughts.
Carol, that's really excellent. And I just think anybody watching these, I mean, that's just like just an awesome summary of what I think is really good organizational development. Just absolutely superb. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Carol, could I offer you? We'd normally go for a virtual high five, but with us having our English heritage, should we go for a virtual formal handshake? It's so good to see you again, and I so much appreciate you sharing your experience with our subscribers.
Thanks, Paul. It's been lovely to chat.
Thanks, Carol. All the best. Bye for now.
Thanks. Bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.